Hi, I'm Edwin.
And I'm Andrew.
Sound the battle cry.
Two men.
15 minutes.
Eternal impact.
Welcome to Text Talk.
For the Lord, gird your armor on, stand firm, everyone, rest your cause upon His
Hello, Andrew.
Good morning there, Edwin.
I want to talk some more about the glory of God. You mentioned it yesterday.
How can you not?
You mentioned it yesterday. Revelation 4 is just chock full of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want us to spend some time on that. You mentioned yesterday having kind of an experience of reading this and it becoming very real for you.
Very, very visceral. It was a powerful moment.
Yeah. So very real. Even though you've never actually been in the throne room of God, it was still very real. It became very real for you.
No, but that reminds me of that time I went to Israel.
I'll tell you more about that later.
Why don't you read Revelation 4 from the New King James?
Revelation 4 here. Hey, how about I read it from the New King James? Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created.
One of the aspects of apocalyptic literature, especially among the Jews, and then here, especially with the notion of Jewish Christians, is taking imagery and callbacks to the law, the prophets, and the writings from what we call the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. Throughout Revelation, we are going to see lots of reminders.
Chock full of Old Testament imagery.
Reference and allusion. Mm-hmm. Allusion, A-L-L, not I-L-L. Allusions back to the Old Testament scriptures, to the things that they experienced. We have to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, we're going to see a whole lot about plagues, and that kind of freaks us out. But that's calling to mind what happened in Egypt with Exodus and the plague. So we're going to see those kinds of things. Here in this imagery at the throne room of God, there are a couple of statements that are made that actually take us back to what we find in the Law and the Prophets. So, for instance, as John has been brought into the heavenly throne room of God, and remember, what is apocalypse?
It means revealing.
And especially it's going to be revealing to us the heavenly perspective.
Right, the heavenly things.
John has been taken up into heaven so he can have the heavenly perspective. He has now come to the throne of God where God sits in the heavens. And it says around the throne, what he hears is thunder and he sees lightning and there's all this stuff going on around the throne of God. Verse 5, from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. For any Jewish-minded person, this calls to mind when they first met God coming out of Egypt, when they crossed through the Red Sea and they got to Mount Sinai in Exodus chapter 19, when they see the clouds of smoke on the mountain, on Mount Sinai. It says in Exodus 19:16, there were thunders and lightnings and thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast so that all the people in the camp trembled. The trumpet blast called them to the mountain. John has just heard a voice sounding like a trumpet calling him up into the height of the heavens, on top of a heavenly mountain, if you will.
Yeah.
He is up in the heights.
And whereas in the Old Testament, the warning is, do not come near this mountain or even touch this mountain, or you will be killed, you'll be struck dead. John is being invited in there. And what does he see? He sees that in this throne room and in proximity to the holy God, not only do you have these amazing creatures, but look, you have elders clothed in white and wearing golden crowns. And these are some of the promises to overcomers that we've read about the last couple of weeks.
Well, and recall there in Exodus, some of the elders were called to the mountain to eat a covenant meal in connection with God. And there's a lot of interesting things that happen there. Remember in Exodus chapter 19, after the Ten Commandments are given, the people cower in fear. They plead with Moses and with God, look, we can't handle this. If we keep having to see this and hear this, it will destroy us. Just talk to Moses. Just talk to Moses. And so God called Moses up onto the mountain. Really what we have is a picture of John, like Moses, has been called up to the mountain to be given God's law, to be given God's will, to be shown God's perspective. John is not, I'm not saying John represents Moses. No, John's just John.
John's John.
John is John. But like Moses was called up to communicate with God on behalf of the people, John has been called up to communicate with God, to receive God's message on behalf of the people so that he can bring it back to the people, which of course should remind us of something. What did the people in Israel, when Moses was called up on the mountain, what did they do while Moses was on the mountain?
Well, they forgot about Moses being up on the mountain. They turned to idolatry.
And Revelation is all about don't turn to idolatry. So there's this subtle reminder to us. John has been called up into the heavenly realm to get the heavenly perspective, just like Moses was called up on the mountain. Let's not make the same mistake as the Israelites. We do not want to go into idolatry. That's what the seven letters were telling us over and over again. That's what we're going to see throughout this book of Revelation. John's going to be saying, don't turn to idolatry. Remember how First John even ends.
Yeah.
First John, the last thing it said was, my little children, keep yourself from idols.
It's
a big point.
The epistles in First Corinthians 6, flee from idolatry.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in as well as in the Old Testament, there's apocalyptic language and pictures in books like Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so another scene.
Another Old Testament scene of the throne. Maybe I'll just read a little bit of that from Ezekiel 1 in verse 26. Ezekiel has a vision. It says, and above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne, an appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. Also, from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw, as it were, the color of amber with the appearance of fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his waist and downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. So was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
Mm.
Hey, a rainbow surrounding the throne. We just see this again here in Revelation.
And this body that has this amber appearance, kind of a reddish brown.
Yeah.
Which is what carnelian and jasper sometimes looks like. I mean, the rainbow, the brightness, all of this picture is very similar to what we just saw in Revelation chapter 4.
For readers of the Hebrew Bible, they know this scene.
Yes. John has been called to the throne. Ezekiel saw the throne as if it were a chariot having traveled. He is getting to see this throne room has come to him instead of him being taken
to
the throne room.
Yeah, John gets to go up to the throne room.
John gets taken to the throne room, but that's what it is. But what I find fascinating, look in Ezekiel. You read it. I think it's there at the end of verse 28. What did it say all of this represents?
And this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
Yeah, it doesn't represent something else. It's not like, oh, I need, amber means this, carnelian means that, jasper means something else. Oh, there's a rainbow. Now, I know there's like eight colors in the rainbow. I bet each one. But but of course, it's a rainbow that in appearance looks like an emerald. So wait, are there eight colors or is it just green?
It's just a green one.
Or is it a bow because it's the arch? I mean, you know, what does that mean? It's a bow. It's an arch. Oh, no, we're not having to see that. Ezekiel told us, here's what this means. This means God is glorious.
Yeah.
This means I come into the throne room of God, and what I see is color. I see vibrancy. Mm-hmm. I see flame. I hear thunder, and I see lightning, and it's glory. Mm-hmm. It's glory that demands I fall on my face and worship. It's glory that demands that I realize how small and unworthy I am. I do not measure up to this.
I think we have maybe a new word for our bingo card. Is it theophany?
Theophany.
Theophany.
Well, maybe through revelation. We'll
you know,
have that
a revelation
yeah,
of God's glory, a revelation yeah. of God to his people or to his prophet. That's what we're having here in Revelation 4.
Ezekiel got to see the glory of God in chapter 1. He got to see it in chapter 10. We will make some interesting connections in a couple of days when these living creatures get called cherubim. Mm-hmm. Just we'll throw that one out so that yeah. everybody can get ready in a couple Jeez. Of days. So, but it's the glory of God. Now, here's the fascinating thing. Can I throw this out to you?
All right.
I remember there was a time when Moses asked God, I want to see your glory.
Yes.
Do you remember what God said to Moses on that day?
Well, he told him no. you can't comprehend it. You'll die. But then he's going to hide him in the cleft of the rock and allow some of it to pass.
Yeah. He says, I'll let you see as much of it as you can handle. Mm-hmm. If you were to see all of it, it would kill you.
Right.
Nobody can see all of it and live. And so now we've seen Ezekiel see a picture of God's glory. And now we've got John seeing a picture of God's glory. And yet from Moses' experience with God, what we learn is that, well, John and Ezekiel can't be seeing all of it either, because what would it do if they saw all of it?
It would kill them. It reminds me of how the Apostle Paul describes the glorified Christ in 1 Timothy chapter 6. He talks about that he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Yeah. Amen. It's a glory that if you saw it would kill you. It's unapproachable light.
Yeah, this is something we are not going to be able to experience until we're in an eternal state.
Mm-hmm.
And John's not there. Ezekiel wasn't there. Moses wasn't there. They could not see it or it would kill them. So even here, with all this glory, as we are amazed, when it was viscerally real to you in your college days of just, man, the beauty and the glory, even that is muted from the true, real glory.
Absolutely.
He lives in unapproachable light. If God had demonstrated his entire glory to John, John wouldn't have been able to write this book.
He couldn't have wrote it.
We wouldn't be able to read it. So, man, imagine that. We are seeing the glory of God, and yet not fully.
Yeah.
That's how amazing that is.
It is amazing. We have so much more to talk about as we go through Revelation 4 this week. Hope that you are capturing a glimpse of that glory as you're reading it along with us. And God bless you and keep you this day. Edwin, would you lead us out in a word of prayer?
Glorious God, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, who is to come, worthy are you to receive glory and honor and praise and majesty because you created all things and you dwell forever and ever. We look forward to the day when we get to see you in your full glory and be so truly amazed. And yet now, as we imagine it, it's just amazing. And so we praise you and we worship you and we ask that you would be with us as we walk through this book that describes your glory and your work with your people, that we will have understanding and that we will be able to pass on true knowledge that will encourage folks to hang on, because we know you are the glorious God who always wins. And it is through your Son, our King and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for talking about the text with us today. I'm Edwin Crozier, and I'd like to invite you to join the Christians who meet on Livingston Avenue in Lutz, Florida, this Sunday for our Bible classes and worship. You can find out more at christiansmeethere.org. Check out our daily written devotional that goes along with today's episode. You can find a link for it in our show notes. Michael Eldridge sang all four parts of our theme song. You can get more from him at acapeldridge.com. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review Text Talk in your favorite podcast app so others can find it and learn about it more easily. Have a fantastic day.
Steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna. Christ is captain of the mighty throne.